Music Respawn. I'm Kate Remington with Thomas Spargo. He's the organizer of VGMCon, formerly known as Gamers Rhapsody. It's happening in Minneapolis, Friday, March 2nd through Sunday, the 4th. And Thomas, wow, it's great to have a chance to talk with you about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This year's con, it sounds so exciting. There's special guests, Jason Graves and Rich Vreeland, who's better known as Disaster Piece, and lots of panels and live performances and a game jam. So, you know, I know that you really love game music. I saw that like 90% of your music library is from games. But, you know, and all of us love game music, but it wouldn't occur to most of us to start a game music convention. So what was like the spark that kind of got that going for you?
Kind of what initially started it was I was kind of rediscovering my passion for video game music probably back in like 2010, 2011. And I introduced some of my students to video game music, like having them play it instead of, you know, kind of more royalty-free type generic songs that you'd normally find in a guitar lesson book. And they were just really excited to practice, and they actually were enjoying their practice time. And that kind of made me realize how video game music can have an impact on any sort of thing that you want to do. I guess either video game music, the art style, development, it can be an inspiration to further a skill.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a video game orchestra in Norwalk, Connecticut, and the range of ages of people who are so excited to be there is amazing. Their cellist is in middle school.
And, oh, wow.
And everybody else, you know, it's just a fun thing. It's a fun way for everyone to come together. And that kind of seems like that's the overall goal of the VGMCon, too, is just it's a way to experience game music, as you say, that you really couldn't do at home.
Right. Definitely. Yeah, we have a strings clinic where orchestra members will be able to learn music from Breath of the Wild, Mario, and Skyrim.
Yeah, and that is super exciting. And that's specifically geared for like middle school students too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
I think that's neat. You know, all of us are trying to find ways of getting kids excited about music and excited about learning instruments, and this kind of almost seems like a no-brainer, because if you let them play the music that they love and learn how to play it, then, you know, they're going to have a lifelong love of music.
Right.
That's very cool. You've also lined up some special guests, as I mentioned, Jason Graves and Rich Vreeland. And so what's their role going to be at the con?
They'll be participating in panels throughout the weekend. There'll be some that they'll both participate in. Rich and Jason, along with Emily Reese, will be in a panel called Career Building. Mm-hmm. So they'll talk about how they've developed to where they are and give audience members any sort of tips on how to further their career in video game music. Jason Graves will be doing some other panels talking about music for composing for VR, along with kind of creating a unified world in a game. So like making sure that all of the music belongs together rather than kind of being scattered all over the place and being fragmented.
Oh.
And he is so great about sharing what he knows. And he's been such a help to people who really want to get into the game music industry. He's super generous with his time, really, really helpful. And Rich is too. And so I think to have both of them there sharing their insight into how to get going and just, you know, technical stuff like how do you do it? It's going to be really, really helpful. So that's fantastic. And how did you choose the guests? I mean, this is the third year of the con, right?
This is the fourth year, actually.
So do you have some of the bands and some of the musicians returning from previous years?
Yeah. So Rich was actually at our first convention. So he's returning for the first time since then. Jason is here for the first time. Last year we had Jaron Moore and Eric Buchholz, all involved in Symphony of the Goddesses and Pokemon Symphonic Evolutions. We've also had previously Jake Kaufman with Shovel Knight and a bunch of other games, and Dale North.
Wow. It sounds like it's really attracting a high quality, high caliber of musicians. And I don't know of another convention that's like this in the Twin Cities or the Upper Midwest. So that must be a really great opportunity for people.
Definitely.
And the bands that you've lined up are just amazing. OC Remix is going to do this amazing spring break set, and they are just incredible.
Oh, I know.
And I was really just blown away by the Super Guitar Bros. I was looking at their YouTube channel, and their arrangement of Tristram from Diablo is just incredible. Did you invite them because you're a guitarist too?
Yeah, I am. I love classical guitar, so I'm very relatable to Sam. And I've seen him a few times in person now at MAGFest, and we'll really be looking forward to having them perform at VGMCon. It'll be a surprise as to what they play, but at MAGFest a few months ago, they did like the entire soundtrack of Ocarina of Time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible. I can't even imagine how they would even do that, you know, transferring it from the, you know, the 8 or 16-bit to guitars. So that's going to be, I mean, if that's what they end up playing, that's going to be amazing.
Right.
And then you've got Do a Barrel Roll. This is amazing, like really big band. That is just, wow, that's going to be really incredible.
Yeah. Do a Barrel Roll has been there all Gamers Rhapsody / VGM cons now. Austin is a friend of mine. He also helps organize the convention. But they are amazing. I always enjoy watching them each year. Just all their arrangements and how much is going on when they're performing together.
Yeah, I watched some of their sets, and they really are incredible. They're so tight. I mean, you can tell that they've been playing together for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you mentioned some of the volunteers that are helping to put this thing together. The whole thing is a volunteer effort, right?
Yeah, it is.
So how did you come together as a group to put this thing on?
Well, the first year, I pretty much utilized my family and friends because, you know, we're brand new and people weren't, you know, they didn't know 100% what to expect. And then after that first year, we were able to add a bunch of people to help us out. So Austin joined in. I have a friend, Vaughn, Mike, and Beth, and a bunch of other people. So it's now into a like an actual committee instead of me.
Yeah, I bet the learning curve right off the bat was pretty steep. I mean, because when you go to a convention, you really don't think about, like at MAGFest, you don't think about all the stuff that has to happen ahead of time so that it's fun for everybody. Yeah. So did you find yourself like talking to the people, the organizers of other cons to kind of get a list of do's and don'ts?
Yeah, I definitely talked to some of the other cons. The kind of primary one I did the first year was GlitchCon, which is run by a group called Glitch that are kind of associated with the U of M, but they're right near the campus. So they're very knowledgeable about everything, really.
Yeah, well, it helps to kind of stand on other people's shoulders if you're going to take on something like this. So.
Right.
Yeah, that's very cool. And the thing that I always come away with and experience at these cons is the sense of just, you know, as soon as you walk in the door, there are people to talk to because you know that they care about the same stuff you do. And So I think for people who mostly spend time, you know, playing games by themselves, even if you're playing an online game, I mean, it's a little bit more social, but you don't have that face-to-face interaction. And so I think these sorts of cons really give people a great opportunity to make new friends, too.
Definitely. Yeah, we're doing something a little bit different this year. We're actually having like a happy hour time in between our Friday concert lineup for there will be like snacks, appetizers for people to grab and really get a chance to meet other people at the event.
Oh, that sounds awesome. And you're really encouraging people to bring their instruments too, right? So they can do little pickup jams and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have a jam space where, I mean, people can definitely bring their own instruments. We'll have a guitar and a piano along with some like percussion, small percussion instruments for people to play around with. But yeah, we're definitely encouraging people to bring their own instrument.
You know, one of the cool things about these music cons is sometimes you end up being in the middle of a competition and you've got one of those too, right? The Smash Bros. Competition?
Yeah. Yeah, we're having a Smash Bros. Competition. We're partnering with Downbeat Collaborations to host that tournament. And the grand prize for that is actually a Nintendo Switch.
Wow.
Yeah. And we'll have some additional prizes for second and third place, but also we'll have some sponsor prizes for all three places from Boomerang Energy, which is our energy drink sponsor for the weekend. And you can have free unlimited energy drink.
That's incredible. Yeah. I wouldn't have lasted those the last couple of days of PAX East without an energy drink. So that's fantastic that they've offered that you've lined that up. So that's really cool. Who's going to be able to vote on the competition so that you could decide who the winners are?
So the Smash Bros. Tournament will be elimination based. We'll have a talent show that will have some judges. Some of them will be some of our special guests judging the talent show. And then we'll also have a public voting for both the best game jam game along with sort of the best games of the indie developers too.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. So with all of the organizing that goes on, do you actually have a chance to just sort of sit back and relax and enjoy it? Or is there just always one more thing that has to be done?
I think this year I'll have a little bit more time. Last year we ran into an issue where our original venue ended up getting demolished.
Oh, no.
So we had to find a venue kind of last minute, at least in terms of our planning schedule. So we had to share the venue for a little while with a wedding. So we had like 3 hours to set up our main stage the first night. And that was a challenge.
Yeah, I'll bet it. It was probably pretty interesting for all the wedding guests, though, I bet.
Yeah, there were already groups booked at that hotel. And that was pretty much the like most empty hotel during that time. So we were sharing it with a wedding. There was like a church service on Sunday and another like sort of marketing event going on. And
well, it sounds like things are going to be a lot more organized this time. It's at the Marriott that's just a little bit west of Minneapolis, right?
Yep.
So that sounds great. And there's also going to be this 24-hour game jam. So
yeah,
who's in charge of organizing that?
So that's Beth. She organized a game jam before in 2015, and we decided we'd make a good partnership to have the game jam happen at VGMCon. So she runs that, and they'll be giving a theme to work around just before the event starts. So it's a secret right now. But we'll have game developers, artists, composers, and this year we'll actually have a recording booth so we can invite voice actors and musicians to be able to record some live music and some live vocals.
Wow, that's really cool, because a lot of game jams don't have that. You just sort of have to imagine what the music would be like or what the voice acting would be like. So that is a really, really cool feature. And you just never know what's going to come out of a game jam either. I mean, the game Celeste that just came out started at a game jam. So you could be sowing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So you could be sowing the seeds for something really big that got started right there.
Right.
That's very cool. What are some of the other special things that you have planned that you'd really like people to notice and not miss?
So we have indie game developers there showing games, and a lot of them are from the Midwest. So they'll be showing their game that was either recently released or still in development. And there'll probably be about a dozen or so of them there. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have a voting time for people to vote on like best music, best visuals, best overall game, that sort of stuff. And just a chance to meet like a real studio working on games.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's one of my favorite aspects of cons like PAX East, where you can talk to the actual developers who are in there making the game, not just the marketing people.
Right.
Yeah, so that's very cool. How has the festival grown over the years? I mean, are you expecting a lot of people this time?
Yeah, we're expecting hopefully around 400 people this year. When it was first started, it was actually only a two-day event. It was a Saturday, Sunday. The second year was still a two-day event, but it was Friday, Saturday. So last year was the first time that we had a full 3 days, and we'll be still having the 3 days this year. So yeah, we've been taking up more time. We're actually adding a second panel room this year because we have enough panels to fill them both.
Wow.
Yeah.
So besides the panels that Jason and Rich are doing, what are some of the other panels that you've got planned?
We'll have a lot of our other guests also doing a panel. The Super Guitar Bros are going to host a panel about like their kind of like how they've gotten to where they are and like how they've used YouTube to help them. And we'll have some other local composers and sound designers talking about using sound design and composing in games, along with a bunch of other things that I'm definitely forgetting at the moment.
Well, there's a great website. So if people are curious, they can check it out.
VGMcon.org.
Great. And you can register there too, right? There's still open spaces
yep.
for people to come, which is awesome.
Definitely.
So, yeah. Oh, Thomas, it sounds like it's going to be so much fun. And boy, I really admire the fact that you got this thing off the ground. And now it sounds like it's going to be a really fun experience for everybody. So, wow. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for having me.